Thank you very much for having me.
You haven't lost a sense of humour looking at Instagram anyway.
Oh, really? what's funny about my Instagram?
Mundy _ music, by the way, if you want to follow him there. Well, you told a very funny joke less than a week ago on Instagram.
Yes, I heard that joke when I was about 9 or 10 off of some owl lad down in Burr. And it always stuck with me.
Would you tell it for me now?
I could, yeah. What's the loudest noise in the world?
I don't know, Mundy. What's the loudest noise in the world?
Two skeletons making love on a galvanized roof. Now, I heard a different version of it, but I just put making love in as a soften the blow. My daughter doesn't realize that I'm on the radio here. She's popping big air bubbles here. Will you get out, please? Thank you. Good girl. Thanks.
Is that Belle, by the way?
That's Belle, yeah. Belle, my little entertainer daughter.
How old is Belle, Mundy?
She's 11.
She made a beautiful Bridget's cross. I seem like a stalker now because I spotted that on your Instagram as well. You were talking about hearing a joke in Offaly. Do you get home much? I know you're in Dublin at the moment.
I was home recently. It's always, you know what, for me, because I'm just trying to I'm chasing my tail most of the time with the kids and the whole lot and trying to manage things. But yeah, when I get down, it's always a very fleeting visit, and I try to pack in too much when I do. So I'm going to try in the future now to go down for longer and just try and relax and not be so trying to pack it all in, you know.
Is it a bit like the Sting song, Englishman in New York, Offaly man in Dublin, and always an Offaly man you will be?
I definitely would never consider myself a Dubliner. I've nothing against Dubliners, but I fancy living my life as an Offaly man.
The Dublin Racing Festival is back this weekend at Leopardstown. You're headlining tomorrow.
Well, it's the gig came in a couple of months ago. Would I be interested? And I suppose I was quite cautious as to what I was going to take on, because, you know, the stress of cancelling these gigs and people kind of booking hotels and all this kind of stuff. So I thought with this, Leopardstown would kind of be, well, it's actually not far from where I live, but it also, they kind of know what they're at in terms of what capacity they can have and everything. So it wasn't all in my hands, you know what I mean? So yeah, it just seems like a perfect way to start off the year. Gigging, and people are always in great spirits up at the race course. There's a big rugby match on tomorrow as well, so I think it'll be a great energy up there.
We had Shane Byrne actually on the morning show with Declan Meehan earlier today talking about the rugby. Come on, Ireland, we should do it. I mean, the lineup is pretty good.
Yeah. Well, it's me and George Murphy. No. me and George are going to take on Wales. Yeah, no, absolutely. Yeah, no, I love the rugby now. I haven't been watching much of it over the last year or two because obviously, I found it hard to watch the empty, you know, stands and all that kind of stuff. And I felt sorry for actually a lot of sports people having to go out and kind of play to silence, you know.
Well, not only do we get to look forward to a live gig tomorrow, as you say, but the rugby will be screened on the big screens at Leopardstown. And is it your first gig back for 2022?
To be honest, this is my first proper gig with, a lot of punters and, you know, proper PA system and lights and the whole lot. So, and I'm bringing two of my band with me as well. So, great to be able to look at each other and smile and have fun. And it's a great connection playing music, you know what I mean? It's one of the things that I missed most during lockdown, was actually being able to look at someone you love playing in the eye and kind of the energy that you put together. So, I can't wait for it. I probably won't even sleep tonight. I'll be looking that forward to it.
But the excitement. Yeah, it's not the same thing with a guitar and a Zoom call when you can't make eye contact properly in person with somebody.
Oh, sure. Like living, hoping that you get a few emojis thrown at you, you know, a few thumbs up and a love heart here and there.
Did you do a lot of that?
I did 52 Facebook gigs over lockdown. Now, I stopped doing them. I started on St. Patrick's Day 2019, whenever that was kind of like the start, really, of our lockdown.
When Leo made the famous speech from Washington, wasn't it?
I think so, yeah. I don't know who made the speech anyway, but I knew. I just flew home from Canada, actually. I was meant to start a tour, and I flew in that morning. And I went, you know what, I'm going to try this and see how it goes. So I did 52 of them, and then I thought, right, I'm going to just knock it here after a year, and I didn't want to make myself too available then after that, you know.
Well, we're delighted to have you back. It's always a pleasure. Finally, can we expect new music from you?
Yeah, I'm recording new stuff here, and I'm hoping to have an album out sometimes this year.
Is it scary that Jelly Legs is well over 25 years old now?
It is scary, but you know, I was very young when that happened, so it's you know, it's funny. Some people are in the game a lot longer than others, but yeah, I was only 21 when that came out, so I, you know.
Apart from some facial hair, you haven't changed. You still wear those hats, don't you?
I still wear the hats, and there's a little bit of, yeah, I do have some silver coming in there now, and can't put it back. You know?
Nothing wrong with it.
That's life, isn't it?
Mundy, it's always a pleasure to have you on the show. Enjoy tomorrow, and we'll chat soon.
Okay, thanks a million, and see you all Leopardstown tomorrow.